All right, cool. All right, finally, we have Steve Stearns with Surf or Die.
Sign says beach close to the sharks, but buddy, look at those waves. Wax up your flipboard, I'll grab my boogie. Screw what that sign says anyways. Don't give me aggro, well, you know me, bro. I smoke my buds by the pound. Here, smoke this pre-roll. We'll surf the dawn patrol. That way no one else will be around.
I love his arrangement on this. It's got this, like, really great 70s vibe, with just a remarkable, like, array of cool keyboard sounds. I really love the clav on the chorus, and all of the electric pianos just sound really good. His vocals are also really great, and the entire track, I think, just sounds lush and amazing. And at the very end, he's got that whole sort of surf or die muted breakdown, where the drums cut out, and then he goes into this sort of Beach Boys-esque harmony section, which I think sounds really good. He's even got some of those Beach Boys, like, woo-wee-woo, kind of backing vocals, which I think sound really cool. The lyrics are fun and funny. It's an up-tempo, like, happy song. Did I mention the chorus clav? So good. Yeah, and this, you know, this sounds like it could have been the theme music for a 70s surfing comedy show that would, like, air after WKRP in Cincinnati or something. It's just got that stuck in the 70s cool vibe to it. I really liked it. But I've liked every one of his songs.
He's a bit of a ringer.
Yeah.
I thought this was fun. It was upbeat. That was charming and well-performed and well-produced. And whatever bugged me about his round two entry microphone setting has been fixed by now. Or at least it's not in this song. Maybe it was a choice in the round two song, but it's just fine here. Everything sounds clean and balanced, and I like it a lot. It met the challenge fine. You know, some feedback that Jerkatorium got about our lyrics was this notion that, you know, opening Pandora's box couldn't have seemed like a good idea at the time, and that's fully half of the wording of the challenge. And you could definitely kind of aim that same criticism at the lyrics to Surf or Die. But I refute that claim with the sort of rationale that I described earlier, where it's just, checking a box when it comes right down to it. Anyway, great song, lots of fun. It could have been called Surf and Die. And I was kind of waiting for, like, the final versions of the outro or the chorus to switch from Surf or Die to Surf and Die, because that's kind of the whole story of the song. Missed opportunity. But again, that's how Jerkatorium would have done it instead of Steve Stern.
Go back and fix it, Steve.
Yeah. But it's upbeat, really enjoyable. This song can easily win this contest, no problem. And I'd be totally fine with that, you know. So, great work. Very enjoyable.
Yeah. I feel like it's between Temnier and Steve Stearns on this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
If the judges like have any brains at all.
Well, the judges are the competitors, though.
Oh, yeah. So then you guys are doomed.
Yeah.
I feel like it's the one to beat. If only for everyone's going to like it, as well they should. But it's a very likable song. There's a, you know, it's catchy immediately. The instrumentation is good immediately. Like, there's no wait to build up to the good part. It just is all the good part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I do like the back half of it a lot once it kind of goes down and gets into the repeating part. But I also like the first part. And I can recall almost the whole song from memory from, like, the three times I've listened to it.